Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss how Vin Diesel is coming for Paris Hilton's gig, Corey's new friendship with octopuses, we give our thoughts on Gaga's 911 video, and I review my first day on Cameo. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, have you seen, oh my god, have you seen Hereditary?
Yes, bitch.
I hated it.
You just saw it?
We just watched it last night. It was a doozy. It was not pleasant.
Have you seen Midsommar?
Yes.
Oh, so now you've seen them both.
Well, now I've seen them both.
Hereditary is way better than Midsommar.
Okay, so I find Hereditary to be... Okay, so basically, there's a woman. She's cursed. Her family's cursed. Well, her people are... In some type of way. I don't really know. I haven't looked into it. I need to read some articles about it. She's got a bad life, and it continues to be bad.
Are you talking about Toni Collette or Toni Collette's mother?
Both. Toni Collette. That's the one I was talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Okay, so that's that on that. So... That's scary because people do have bad lives, okay? And then Midsommar...
Wait. What do you mean has a bad life? What's her bad life? Why is it bad?
I feel like somebody in her family killed themselves, and somebody in her family killed them, and then somebody in their other family killed, and somebody's
dying.
That's
why she has a bad life?
Everyone she knows is, like, getting killed and shit and dying.
I wouldn't say bad, maybe unlucky.
Okay, well, things are stacked against her. Okay, so that sucks. Then, Midsommar, I didn't think it was that bad. They signed up to go to that camp, and it was the cult that they went to, and they should have Googled a little bit more than showing up in a random country and figuring out they were going to a cult.
When did you see Midsommar? How recently?
A long time ago, when it came out.
You know when the old man and old woman jump from the ledge?
Okay, we are full of spoilers right off the get-go, but yes...
I saw that movie in the theater with our friend Justin, and I whispered to him, "Is she gonna jump from there?" And he like spit, and we almost got in trouble in the theater because it was a very suspenseful part. But I thought, I can't not say it.
Unafraid to reference or not reference.
I was a drag reference, and it was a homosexual friend.
I have a bone to pick about Jump From There, that meme.
I'm not done talking about Hereditary.
Okay, well, we'll get to it.
Okay.
So... The meme of is she gonna jump from there? Who actually said it?
I think Milk said it about Aja.
Right. Okay. But then the image, because Milk was saying it, but the video, like during the episode, was showing a different queen when it was being said.
I think it showed both of them, but Milk was sitting in the back row, so there is like a queen sitting in front of her, if I remember correctly.
How shitty. Your moment, your memeable moment, looks like it's somebody else's meme. How sad.
So wait, you're saying that it's zoomed in on like someone else saying it?
I'm almost certain.
Maybe you just got a bad gif.
I never got a bad gif. No, yeah, okay, I'm looking at it right now. It looks like it's being said. It is definitely being said by Milk, and Milk is behind her next to Trixie. But
It looks like it's being said by Morgan McMichaels, I think, because Morgan McMichaels is in front of her and like it's focused on her.
I guess the gay people still hate milk.
Well,
both the drink and the drag queen.
Take a lactate, babe. Hey, milk was really devastating for my roommate Nick the other night.
The drag queen or the liquid?
The liquid.
Was it cows or almond or nut milk?
He bought cow's milk and then he had a glass of it and things it didn't
right
go well for
him. It went through him?
It was
messy in his
it was
diaper.
A messy, messy boy. No, who's that cow in Rocco's Modern Life?
Heifer.
It was Heifer's Revenge up in this gig.
Oh, shit. Literally. As someone who's not lactose intolerant, I don't know what milk does to you when it does the body wrong.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had an issue with it. But will tell. I'm still young.
The first Britney Spears concert that I ever went to, or the tour, was sponsored by Got Milk. And there were cardboard cutouts of Britney everywhere with milk mustaches, and you could get your picture with her saying Got Milk.
Got Milk? Got Milk was like a huge PR moment. I remember we studied that in like our PR classes in college.
Really?
Where'd she go? Yeah.
Well, it was so successful that people just actually got milk, and now they don't even need to do it anymore because everyone just has it.
The milk has been gotten, honey.
Bitch, do you have milk in your fridge right now?
Yeah, but it's so I would never get it. I didn't get it.
Wow. Great.
It's not my milk. The milk
Have you ever milked anything?
I would like to.
No, really.
I have churned butter, but I have not milked an animal.
Did you? Now, I feel like when I was in high school, you went to high school, not where I did. But we went to like Jackson Community College once, and I swear—
For like a field trip?
Yeah, and I swear some people on that field trip got to milk a cow, and they got to see a baby cow be born, but I did not get to see that. But I remember my classmates saying they saw it, and all I got to fucking do was hammer a nail into a wooden board, and they like counted how many hits it took me to hammer the nail. And I was last place because I'm gay.
You know, this has been fun.
I didn't know how to hold the hammer. I didn't know how to hit the nail. I would have rather milked the cow.
So, speaking of all of that, some gay was on his close friends recently, and it was like a navel upward shot, and he was filming himself, and you could tell he was doing some type of movement, and the implication was that he was slapping his dick on some type of surface. And I responded with the emoji of the big eyes, like
eyes or big eyes?
And like,
Yeah.
And he responded, just a hammer and a nail. And I was all, okay, girl.
Isn't that a lyric?
I don't know.
I think it is.
I'm no A to Z lyrics. I'm no genius.com.
True, you're really not. Not even genius.org.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. Do you want to talk about Hereditary? Shit was too scary.
I mean, off with her head.
Oh, I screamed multiple times. And oh my God, it really pissed me off. I had to give Nick a talking to because Nick, in the middle of a very suspenseful moment, he always does,
sounds very Nick. I watched Hereditary on a flight the first time I saw it, and the head scene happened, and I thought, well, someone's going to wake up for a dream eventually, or wake up from a dream, and then it never happened. That was just a major plot point that just drove the story.
It was really a disturbing film. I don't like scary movies. If anybody ever wants to watch a movie, I am down, but if it's a scary movie, like, sure, live your life, go for it. Don't use my Apple account to buy it. I will go upstairs.
What happened when, did you like when the little girl was like making a robot with like a bird's head and like popsicle sticks? And like,
I don't know. I need to really Google what the hell that movie's about because there was a lot happening and
it's a spooky dookie.
It was spooky dookie for real, real. Yeah. I was like, okay, why?
Do you want,
and what?
Go ahead.
Nick really wanted to do a seance. Immediately as it ended, Nick turned to me and goes, we should do a seance. And I'm like, we shouldn't. There's nobody already, I need to talk to.
You already had fucking cursed items in your house, which you know how I feel about. So probably don't have a seance.
Yeah. And plus, there's a whole plot line of like communicating with the dead in that gig. And I am not, there's nothing that I need to say.
Yeah, you don't even like your family members that are alive. So Lord knows you don't want to talk to the dead.
I love them all. I love them all. Thank you for the record. No, I just kind of feel like I like the communication style that we have with the dead people right now.
Which is what?
I feel like they can hear us, but we can't hear them.
Well, don't you think it's like creepy if they're just sitting on the end of your bed watching?
It's not my problem. I would not like to open up the dialogue two ways. I need that.
Do you think when you sneeze at home alone, the ghosts whisper, bless you?
I feel it. I feel so maybe. That's kind of sweet.
Gesundheit?
No. Have you ever said Gesundheit? Like actually
no.
to someone?
No.
That's about as like, that's like somebody who wants to be quirky and they say present instead of here during attendance.
Bitch, I was watching an episode of Judge Judy and this girl was trying to sue her grandpa. And instead of saying between, she kept saying
betwixt.
Betwixt. And she kept saying it. And I felt like Judy was annoyed. I was annoyed. I think we were all annoyed. And she just kept saying betwixt.
I kind of like that. She's giving something new, something fresh. She's playing the role.
Isn't she
that,
lost.
Aren't all those people like cast anyway? Isn't that like a fake
show?
No.
But I will say, I was getting ready to watch Judge Judy and the People's Court was on before that. And on the People's Court right now, they're just doing fucking Skype lawsuits.
It's
fucking Judge Millian on a computer with two laptops. Nobody's dressed nice for court. They're all still arguing about their dog bites. And
it's a no for me. That doesn't. Some things do not translate.
No,
in the Zoom era.
I agree. And then this one kid lost the lawsuit because he clearly shot out this woman's car with a BB gun. And then the judge, and then they always have the guy afterward be like, so how do you feel about losing the case? And the kid just took out his headphones. It was very Real Housewives Zoom reunion where they just unplug their headphones and walk away from the computer where they don't want to hear what's happening.
Do the Zoom reunions for Housewives work?
Yeah, it was definitely took some getting used to this year. And then the most recent one for New York, they actually did do in person, but they had all the seats like spread 6 feet apart. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like everyone's trying to figure out how to, you know, make it work in the Zoom coronavirus era.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
You know what movie I watched this week?
Huh.
It wasn't Hereditary. It was a documentary called My Octopus Teacher. Have you heard of it?
You know, I don't think I have.
I mean, you should get stoned and watch it. Do you care about octopuses, octopi?
I do. You know, Squidward is an octopus.
Fuck Squidward.
Not a squid.
Really?
Yeah. Little fun facts.
No. Well, Ursula is a squid, not an octopus.
Oh my God, the old switcheroo.
Yeah, who knew, right?
I knew.
That's what I learned when I watched the extra scenes on the Disney Little Mermaid DVD.
Okay, so what about my little octopus teacher?
It's about this guy who goes diving every day in this area by his house, and he befriends an octopus, and they're friends for a whole year, and he goes and hangs out with her, and she teaches him stuff, which is
it a documentary? Is it a cartoon?
No, it's a documentary. It's real.
Okay.
It's big drama. There's sharks that are after this octopus.
Okay.
I would definitely recommend being stoned when you watch it.
Okay.
But octopus are crazy. They're definitely aliens for sure.
Well, we're all kind of aliens, I feel. Thank you. Octopuses are very smart.
Yeah, they are. They said this. That's what I learned in the documentary.
Well, why do we jump to the conclusion that they must be not of this world if they're even?
Have you seen
what
they
can
do?
Like us?
Have you seen what they can do? They can do way more things than we can.
Nice. That's pretty cool, Corey.
I would recommend giving it a looky-loo.
Okay. I'll give it a whirl.
Add it to the old Netflix queue, baby.
Hey, you know what? I finished Rick and Morty. I'm all caught up.
Oh, shit.
It's incredible. It is my favorite show, period.
Wow. 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 Wow.
Yep. Yep. I said it. I went there. I also watched the first episode of Drag Race Finland. Is that where it is?
Holland?
Denmark?
Mm-hmm. I watched the first two episodes.
People are telling me to keep watching. They killed it with the looks, but I have to say, where are the jokes? Am I wrong? Were things over my head? Was I stoned? Or is it just a language barrier? Or is it different culture comedy? I don't know. I don't know.
I was going to say, where are the challenges? Not that first episode challenge being in one sentence, why do you deserve to be here? That was the challenge.
I know. And 99% of the answers were not funny in any capacity. I was just kind of thinking, where's the personality? Where are the jokes? You don't have to be a comedy queen, but so unmemorable, the type of answers I was getting. I was all y'all, redo the episode.
What Drag Race Holland has taught me is how quickly gay people talk, because I can, even when I'm reading the subtitles, I can't possibly read all of the subtitles and see what's happening on the screen. So half the time I don't know who's talking. And it's funny because I do enjoy foreign language films and I don't mind watching things with subtitles, but it was the same thing when I watched Drag Race Thailand. And I think it's just the pacing is so quick because it's always people talking. It's always someone trying to make a joke. It's always someone trying to say something sassy. And you just cannot even look. Me personally, it's hard for me to read and look at what's happening on the TV.
Yeah. I mean, I have zero problems with subtitles for any movies or TV shows, but reality TV with subtitles, because it's a different language, is very challenging. So it just as a viewer, it's I'm sure probably American Drag Race is challenging for non-English speakers. I'm sure it's very hard to keep up with what the hell is going on. I will say, for a first episode of a first season of a Drag Race franchise, they fucking looked incredible.
Yeah. So, I liked it. Paul loved it.
I'm going to watch the second episode. I'll get back to you on what I think. But
I watched it. I don't know if I have any faves yet because, like I said, I think I was just reading. Maybe it didn't
It's hard
help
to
that.
Know who's who. Yeah.
It probably didn't help that I was stoned also. So maybe episode three, I'll try not to be.
Okay. Okay.
Shoot.
Did you see the 911 Lady Gaga video?
Oh, wait, what? Did that come out?
Are you kidding? You're kidding. Obviously, you're kidding. You're kidding?
I'm kidding.
Did you see it? Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it one time.
Oh, baby, you need to watch it a few more times.
Really? Will I pick up something new?
Absolutely. Every time you watch it, you'll see new things.
You're like, oh, the guy hitting his head on the pillow is the guy who hit his head on the dashboard when the car crashed?
Well, yeah, all the things. No spoilers, but I just think it was a triumph. As a Lady Gaga super fan, I am so happy to see she, A, kept it short.
Oh, bitch, that was my, that's what I was going to say. Thank God it was less than 5 minutes.
I mean, I can appreciate a 15-minute video, but I appreciate also when she knows how to keep it concise and like can communicate the message she's trying to do in an amount of time that the general public will consume. Because I want her art to be seen, but like if it's a 15-minute video, I think much fewer people are going to click it. So
I still don't think I've seen the full Mary the Night video.
There's still time.
Who has the 15 minutes?
I do. Hey, we've got like 15 minutes left. Should we just watch it live?
And have a live commentary?
I don't hate it. You know I would. I loved the 911 video. I think it made the songs 10 million times better.
It gave me Judas vibes.
Yes.
I felt like it was
unconventional.
No, I did. Yeah, an unconventional choice for the next single. I know it was popular amongst the fans, and I know a lot of my friends said they loved it, but I really didn't think she was going to pick it for the next single. I thought she was going to go a safer route. So I'm glad to see she did that. And I mean, I kind of always felt the same way with Judas. Like, I love the song Judas, but I just don't think it's super radio friendly.
Yeah, I don't see this on the radio, but as you know, a creation, I think it's a very much triumph from the standpoint of art, from the standpoint of the story she was trying to tell, the lyrics that she's trying to communicate, like all of it like elevated her as a creator in my eyes. So brava, I was happy.
Wow, shocking. I would have never thought you would have said these things.
Girl, I am no blind follower of a pop star.
Oh, when, you're not?
No, I haven't seen the guy video more than once.
So you love the art pop era?
I do love the art pop era, and I was on board, but girl, some of the visuals were just not it for me.
Hmm. What if you bought an art pop jock strap?
I would. I would. Hey, my Chromatica jock strap.
I got a new package of jock straps for
art pop.
For every album.
I would get the six.
You would get the collection.
Absolutely. I would love to wear my cheek to cheek jock strap.
A little Joanne moment.
No, cheek to cheek, so you can get push up those cheeks.
I get that, but if you're getting a six pack, then you're getting a Joanne jock strap too.
Hell yeah. There's nothing says sexy like dead aunt.
Like angel down work tape.
Not me being the angel that's face down with your angel down work tape.
With your jock strap up.
Hmm. Swine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Piggy.
Yep.
Love to see that ass go wiggle.
Okay.
Speaking of iconic songs, did you listen to Vin Diesel's new song?
Honestly, I added it to my playlist. I'm not even going to lie to you.
I guess I missed the Tyler Oakley Jams update tweet tagging at Vin Diesel.
I forgot to do it this Friday. I was
new,
busy, so
new Music Friday editions.
I need to, maybe I'll do it right now as soon as we finish recording. But I liked it. I thought it was vibey and good.
I felt very hanging by the beach.
Sure.
But I think I only listened to like a minute of it. And then I thought, I can't listen to this whole thing.
It was fine. It was good. It was good for a New Music Friday. I feel like a lot of this week's New Music Friday was not necessarily for me. I did really love, what were you going to say?
Is he going to put out an album?
Certainly. I'm sure he was supposed to perform at Coachella or something.
Oh God. Will you get the Vin Diesel jockstrap? What's the song called?
It's called like,
not both of us sitting at the computer.
It's a few words like that. Feel like I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember reading it.
How
thinking,
does Vin Diesel feel?
And he's feeling vibey.
Are we feeling like he feels?
Hey, who's the other actor that is now a DJ? I feel like he performed last year at Coachella.
Idris Elba.
Yeah, it's kind of the new route. Paris Hilton did the same thing.
Well, she paved the way.
In so many ways.
She did.
She paved most of the roads.
She really did. I can't believe we missed Vin Diesel at Coachella.
Well, there's always next year, I think. Well, maybe there's not always next year. Who knows?
No, I mean, I already got an email saying that they're canceling AIDS Life Cycle for next year already, too, because they just... Damn. Yeah. Bitch, life ain't going back to normal.
While we're on the New Music Friday of it all, I really liked two albums that I think you would enjoy.
Oh, tell me.
Number one, Max. Do you know Max?
Yeah.
He did a remix of
Down Low song, right?
Yes. But I was going to say he did the remix of Love Me Less. Would you love me less?
Yeah, Kim Petras.
I was like, is it Love Me Less or Love You Less? Love Me Less. And then, so he has a new album. And it's good. I love his voice and I think he's adorable. But then I also really liked Ava Max's new album.
Well, are you just very into Max's?
That's what I think.
And you're a Maxinista.
And I love Max exclamation point. Or is it Dax?
Dax exclamation point.
Who's Max? Is there a drag queen named Max?
Yes, I hated that drag queen.
Well, okay.
I don't know if on a rewatch I would still feel that way. So if there's any Max fans out there, please don't come for me. But I just didn't enjoy that.
Roger that. The Ava Max album is really good.
Well, listen, each night after my roommate and I take our edibles and then prepare to play Smash Brothers Online against strangers, we always need a new album to listen to.
And I think you would enjoy it.
And he usually wants something a little more upbeat. Like, we can't fight people and listen to the Sarah Bareilles album. He just won't let me do it.
Oh, I get that.
So are you telling me he'll approve these?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Just listen to it. The Ava Max one, so usually I'll like go through and add the songs that I think are like, oh, I wouldn't mind if this were given a video or a single or something, or at least it's like upbeat so I can work out to it. I think I added almost the entire album to my playlist. So,
well, shit.
So it's a lot of bops.
I guess I'll check it out.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I went to the beach today. It was great. Although there were not people social distancing, which was not great. I also slipped on the rocks, which was not great, and scratched my leg all up.
Oh no. Hey, be careful. You should disinfect that because I am, girl, a walking infection right now.
Why?
Well, I don't know how it happened, but my finger last weekend. So what I think happened was like, I must have had a cut and maybe like I was at a lake. And so maybe the lake water was a little bit infected with something, you know, I don't know.
Lake water gotcha.
It got me and it's not looking good. The whole end of one of my fingers is like bright red and swollen. And
okay, that sounds infected.
Yeah, it is infected. I have medication for it. Oh. I have goop that I've been putting on it and it's not doing anything.
Are infections going around?
I don't know. Honestly, this has been, I think, one of my first infections. And I have and I'm like, oh, so this is what an infection is.
I was watching a friend's Insta story. I don't know if I'd call it a friend. Someone I hooked up with a couple of times when I lived in LA. I was watching
friendly.
Right. I was watching his Insta story and he had a very bad leg infection. And I just can't help but wonder, are infections going around?
Infections are hot right now. They're very in.
Well, I slipped.
Boom.
I slipped on the rocks. And then, of course, it's one of those rocks that has like all the little stupid shells on it. So I just got little tiny scratches everywhere. But when I got back from the beach before we recorded, I was sure to shower and lather my leg in Neosporin.
Good.
You know.
Well, I hope you use some, what's that called? The stuff that like bubbles and it disinfects.
Peroxide.
Yeah, you really should do that.
I have that. Listen, I've been such a mess already. I've been running every day. I had my 100th consecutive day of running in a row last week. Isn't that crazy? Thank you.
Hey, if I do this, are people's headphones getting like a, is it really a round of applause like it is in real life?
They probably hate you.
Okay, cool.
It sounded to me like your WAP was clapping.
Well, it is. Drop down and give me 20 Kegels, baby.
Kegels?
I'm doing them.
Right now? Prove it. Stand up and show me.
No. Okay, so what now about what? You were a runner or something? Bitch. Should we care?
Wow.
Big whoop, baby.
Wow, wow, wow. What have you done ever 100 days in a row? Jerk it?
You know, honestly, probably maybe. Hey, you know what I did get in the mail today?
What?
I ordered Tevas.
Tell me.
Do you know what a Teva is?
Is that little, you know, those little like biscuit kind of cookies? They're called Tevas. They're like healthy, dumb biscuits.
I don't think so, because what I got was like these strappy Velcro sandals. Those are Tevas. They're for like outdoorsy gays.
Oh, is that what you are now?
Well,
this summer you have gone camping and you were recently at a lake.
So you do the math, honey.
I mean, I don't know. What color are the straps on your Tevas?
Well, they're like a kind of a white and silver design.
Oh, I really wish you would have brought them to show me, but
they're downstairs. I'll show you someday.
I think I just can't wait to see him in person.
You're gonna love him.
I was just like, oh, I've only seen you once this whole year. I can't wait to see you a second
time.
Hey,
yeah, so, we were reunited, you guys. Corey and I got to see each other for the first time last weekend.
It's true. Year. We hugged.
Yes, we did hug. I had just gotten tested, so don't worry. I was very safe and. You know.
Paul loved it. You came and sat in the backyard. You enjoyed my new patio furniture.
It was so nice.
Tell them how beautiful my backyard is.
I will say, so the last time I was in town in San Francisco to see Corey, the backyard was not
this nice.
Not as beautiful and stunning and welcoming as it is now. And now it is a dream.
A haven.
A haven, safe haven.
You should see it at night when all the little lights come on and all the little rope lights make it pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. you should wear your Tevas over to my backyard.
That's what I've been thinking. Hey, you know what would be good in your backyard?
A grill, a fire pit, a hot tub.
Me and my Tevas and you playing Feel Like I Do, the new Vin Diesel track.
Yeah.
Sweet. I feel like it would be some type of vibe.
That'd be so cool, bro.
I also got in the mail my Chromatica merch, my latest package.
Didn't you tell me since you bought 14 digital albums that you got 14 pieces of merch?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was 14, but it's definitely a lot.
She
kept like releasing new things every couple, like every week leading up to the album. So in my head, I was like, oh, I need that. Oh, I need that. And then
at the Chromatica ball, do you have enough merch to go H to T Chromatica gear to the Chromatica ball?
Yes, I absolutely will.
Did you get the rain boots?
No, I need to.
So what are you going to wear? Your new Tevas? Great.
I was thinking it. I was thinking. And I did not buy the soap. There's Chromatica soap.
What?
But I did get a Chromatica tin mug. So
yeah,
I saw
that before we started
You'll be seeing me slurping.
I just feel like you're going to be like ringing that Who is it? Someone takes their tin mug up against a fence like they're in jail. Is that what people do? Oh, they do that at jail.
Yep. I'll be at the venue just banging my mug against a wall.
Do you think you could bring your mug in?
I don't think I could. I think there must be a metal detector. It's made of metal.
Well, it's tin.
I almost put it in the microwave and Nick was said I couldn't.
Yeah, you shouldn't. No, you can heat it up.
It's not that I couldn't. It's that I should.
Right. You could heat up some beans the next time you go camping since you're an outdoor gay, because you can do that little moment on an outdoor fire.
I love beans.
Yeah. Yeah. Should we roll that beautiful bean footage?
Hey, I said roll that beautiful bean footage recently, and people didn't know the reference, and I thought Corey would know this reference.
Of course. Of course. Who doesn't? I wouldn't trust anyone who doesn't roll that beautiful bean footage.
Thank you.
Well, all right, that's it.
Hey, I have a Duggar update. Jana Duggar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's 30.
Just like you.
I'm 31. She's worried because she's still single. That's the news.
Bitch, I'm 35 and I'm still single.
I know. So I just wanted you to know that that's where you're at and that's where Jana's at.
Should I marry Jana Duggar?
Oh my God, you getting into the Duggar family via Jana Duggar?
Do you think they make you sign a prenup?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm sure a non-disclosure because they have got some weird, funky shit going down in that commune. I know it.
Well,
you know the shit is weird up in that kitchen.
I don't speak ill of the Duggars.
You shouldn't.
Contractually, I'm not allowed to.
I wouldn't advise it. It's only downhill from here.
I'm going to have to change my name and pretend to be straight if I'm going to marry a Duggar.
I think there's time. What else are you up to?
I know, truly. All right. I guess we know what I'm getting up to this week.
Cool.
Very busy.
Very busy. Very busy. Hey, I have one thing I do want to say before we go.
Is it that you love me?
No.
Is that you miss me?
No. I did join Cameo, and it's actually a lot of fun.
Is it?
I didn't know what it was going to be because I have bought a Cameo for Nick once. I got
who?
Nick.
Raven
I got Nick
Simone?
A cameo from Tan Mom. He loves Tan
oh
Mom.
Oh my God.
And she sent like a 4-minute long video to him and like gave Nick her private phone number, and it was a whole to do. But I'm on Cameo now. I'm not giving out my phone number, but people are so sweet. And it's been like, I spent the whole afternoon recording Cameo videos for people and like surprising people and wishing people congratulations and happy birthdays and blah, blah, blah. And it was like a lot of fun. I think, yeah, I love it. I was very nervous for it because I didn't know what the reaction would be, but it's been fun.
I've also purchased cameos. I got my roommate a really good one from Suri, a Survivor player that we both love, and her video was amazing. But I was going to say, my roommate bought one from Honey Boo Boo for a friend, and it was not great.
Oh no. Why was it not great? Because it was just kind of like no effort.
Yeah, he said it was literally like 10 seconds long and she pronounced our friend's name wrong.
No. Well, in its own way, that is kind of iconic.
Yeah, but I mean, as long as it's not 10 seconds.
Oh, baby. Yeah, I because today was the first day that I recorded some, I was like, before I even started, I was like, I don't know how long it's supposed to be. And so I thought, okay, I'm just going to talk. And if I have things to say, I'll say them. And
yeah,
all of them, I think were like 4 or 5 minutes. I was really chirp, chirp, chirp.
I hope I start seeing yours on Twitter. Like the ones when I see of housewives who are like drunk and filming their cameos.
I don't think I'm going to get drunk and do them, but if people want me to do them stoned, maybe I'll make a tier that's like, if you really want this, then maybe.
Not a stoned wig haul cameo.
Busy. She's busy. She's very busy.
I hope in the notes they're like, can you please wear the wig from stoned wig haul number 2?
I would do it. If you need me to put on that one wig that's like kind of bald in the middle, I'll do it.
Do you do cameos in your Chromatica jockstrap?
Yeah, but the people don't know.
Oh shit!
I'm recording this right now in my Joanne
in your cheek to cheek jockstrap.
No, right now I'm wearing my Joanne push up bra.
Oh, let me see. Oh well. Yeah, you're right. Cool. Great. Well, that's the whole episode.
Cool.
Do you have anything else to say?
I wish you all the best, and
thank you.
We are as of this episode going live. How many days until the election?
Oh shit! I don't know. 40,
I think 30, maybe 38 or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's getting there.
No, as of this episode, it's going to be 34 days until the election. So, Corey, what do you want to tell people that are thinking about voting?
if you're thinking about voting, vote. And start, I think as we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, start making your plan. Because I, like I said, I know a lot of people don't necessarily get the day off of work. And a lot of people don't necessarily know where their polling place is off the top of their head, because sometimes that changes. And I'm sure there's been a lot of changes with that this year with COVID and everything. Because it sounds like they've downsized the number of polling places. So start making a plan, start preparing yourself, talk to your friends, figure out if you can help them vote in any way, whether it's like carpooling or picking them up after they vote or doing stuff that's still COVID safe, social distancing safe. But make a plan. Now is the time to start doing that and figuring out if you're going to take the day off work or whatever you're going to do, or vote early.
And yeah, I was going to say, I saw a post that was like very like, oh, I hadn't thought about it like that. It was something along the lines of November 3rd. Is that election day this year?
Yeah.
November 3rd is not the day of the election. It's the last day of the election. Leading up to November 3rd, right now is the election. You can vote right now in a lot of states. You can vote early in a lot of states, most states right now. So if you're wanting to do it, if you want to get it done, if you want to make sure it's over, and you don't have to worry about the line the day of or trying to, you know, fit it into your schedule day of, you have 36 days left to make your voice heard. And it is so important. I think we really need to. I would really love it if it were like a fucking, like, what's that word? What's a word where it's like a blowout, a big blowout, you know?
I love a big blowout.
I read that about you. That's great. Cool.
Groovy.
Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me at the fucking polls.
Nice.
Voting.
Nice.
What about you, bitch? Where can people find you? On Cameo?
You can find me in the basement at the Duggar Commune. Doing intel for my dear friend Corey, who's going to be undercover to marry in. Mm-hmm. That's where you can find me.
Thank you.
And I'll be wearing my cheek to cheek strap on.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you.
I love it.
Cool. Okay. Have a good life.
All right. Bye.
Bye.